Hey everyone, what's up? Welcome back to the Just Isabella Things podcast. Today I'm here with one of my best podcast friends, Matthew from That's So Matthew. Matthew, how are you doing today?
I am doing amazing, Isabella. How are you doing?
I am doing so great. Today we are talking about the summer I turned pretty. And I did an episode like this a couple weeks ago where I gave kind of like my initial reaction to the summer I turned pretty. But today we are going in depth, and I really like to talk about shows when I have someone else with me, like shows and movies when I have someone else with me. So today I have Matthew on with me, and I knew I had to talk about this show with him. Like no one else came to mind except to talk about this with Matthew.
Why though? I need to know.
Because this is what you do on your podcast, and I feel like you would have, like, we could have a really good conversation about this show.
Yeah. You're so right. I thought it was because Taylor Swift is in like every single episode.
Well, true. That could be a contributing factor. Yes.
No, I'm super excited. My sister had been telling me to watch this for weeks. And then Isabel's like, hey, do you want to come on the podcast? And I was like, I still haven't watched it, but I will binge it for you. And I did. And then literally my life got so busy, but now we're here and it's great.
Now we're here. It's great. We're going to talk about it because I've had some people comment on my Instagram posts being like, oh, I'm Team Conrad. So the people want to hear this episode. So let's do it. So where should we start? Should we start off with the plot? I feel like I already talked about a lot about the plot in my episode I posted a couple weeks ago. So go check that out for all those who haven't listened to it. Go check it out if you haven't already. But I'll do like a brief plot. So basically I won't really talk about the book because more people I feel like have seen the show than have read the book. But anyways, the show stars Belly Conklin, who is 15. She turned 16 in the show, and she and her family, which consists of her mom and her brother, the mom's divorced, and they go to a beach every summer called Cousins Beach, and they've done it every summer. And they go and visit their family friends, and they spend the whole entire summer. And the family friends, they're named the Fishers. So it's Conrad, Jeremiah, and Susanna. And basically, this summer is when Belly has kind of developed into a young woman. She is being looked at differently by boys. She basically, by the title, it's the summer she turned pretty. And people are starting to notice and pick up on her beauty. And it just goes, like, the entire show goes through, like, kind of like the ups and downs of her summer. And there's some stuff that goes on with the Fisher family, like personal stuff that goes on with the Fisher family. So it just kind of goes through the trials and tribulations of that summer. It takes place over a course of a summer. And it's very much a show, I feel like, that gives off the vibe of like Outer Banks a little bit, very much Outer Banks, and kind of like this, what's it called? And To All the Boys I Loved Before, kind of like, and Kissing Booth, like all of those combined into one really, really good show. Matthew, do you want to carry on?
Okay, so basically the thing I thought, I had no idea what this was about. So I was expecting like some little cute love story, like no drama. This show brought everything. It had drama. It had a lot of good subplots because, you know, like we still got sick all the different parts. And also I knew that Taylor Swift was in it a lot. So that was another thing that drew me in. But the thing that really got me, and we haven't like specifically talked about this yet, but is the love triangle of this show.
Yes, the absolutely love triangle. Let's get a round of applause for the love triangle.
It broke me, okay? Because my sister was like talking about it, and I didn't know anything. And then I started watching it, and I found out that they're brothers.
Yes. Yes.
No, literally so messy, but so good.
So messy, but so good. That's literally kind of the basic vibe of this show.
No, I just want to talk about the entire cast of this show is just so attractive.
Yes.
So yes. Attractive.
Just, oh. Whew. so fine. Yes. Oh, yes. There's just not, like, in the whoever cast this show, fantastic job. You deserve an Emmy or an Oscar, whatever. No, but Emmys are for TV shows. Okay, you deserve an Emmy.
It just was so, it was, there's, it's so good. And you know what? I think it is called The Summer Turned Pretty because it's, because everyone is just pretty.
Because everyone, like, is just pretty.
Not gonna lie, it made me, it just made me want to, like, go live my beach life.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm not a beach person whatsoever.
No, it made me, like, it made me want to, like, fall in love and, like, go spend my summer on a beach and, like, but unfortunately, I can't do either of those things at the current moment in time.
No, literally, I work, and when I'm not at work, I'm hanging out with people, and it's not at the beach. So.
I mean, we live near Lake Michigan, but it's not like at, like, the ocean beach. So
my sister actually went to the beach today with her friends.
Really? So. Oh, that's fun. Yeah,
I wasn't invited.
That's okay. Next time. But should we talk about, like, the different characters? Should we talk about, since we already kind of talked about plot, let's talk about individual characters. What are your thoughts on... Yeah,
next time.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on Belly?
Okay, Belly, first off, name is Isabel. I am talking about this with Isabel from Just Isabel Things.
Yes, and it's spelled the same way, too.
I was gonna say, it's spelled the same way. Okay, I loved her, but there's a catch.
Oh,
she's a little drama queen. She gets herself into some messy situations.
Yes.
But I kind of like it. Okay. Because one of the things I really thought that was iconic about her is she kind of, like, the scene where they're in the pool for, like, their first kiss.
Yeah. Jeremiah.
I should say Jeremiah. She kind of just dismisses it as, like, right. It's nothing. It's nothing. Nothing's happening.
Right.
We all know something's happening. And she kind of just brushes it off. And yeah. I just think that she, I'm not going to lie. I think she's a little full of herself.
Interesting take.
Hot take. Okay. Because she's pulling two brothers.
And her boyfriend too.
Yes. It's suspicious. I think, okay, because I'm not gonna lie, if you can pull that many people, I'm jealous of you,
honestly. That sounds
so bad.
Yeah, no, completely fair and a complete fantastic opinion. And, like, the girl, Conrad's girlfriend, I can't think of her name. What's her name? Conrad's, like, what is it? Nicole. Yeah, Nicole basically calls her out and is like, you kind of, like, got yourself into trouble this summer. Like, you've been kind of going around with the guys, like, damn. So, like, even, like, the other characters are calling her out. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're just, like, frozen.
Can you, am I, hold on. Sorry about that short pause, guys. We had some technical difficulties with my Wi-Fi because the Wi-Fi is horrible where I'm recording, but we are back to continue talking about Somewhere I Turned Pretty. And we were just talking about how Nicole calls Belly out for her actions and is like, you've kind of been going around it this summer with all the guys. Like, you've been kissing, like, four boys. Like, what's going on? So, yeah.
No, the one scene that comes to mind, I don't remember who's in the scene specifically, but they're playing Never Have I Ever.
And right. They're going. At the boat. I think.
Yeah. So that she's, like, has all of her fingers up for the longest time. And then it's like, I kissed Jeremiah in the pool. In the pool or something like that. Yeah. And I was like, I was like, call her out. No, because I did like Isabel or Belly or whatever we want to call her. I really liked her. I just think that personally, she has some different values than I do when it comes to her dating life.
And this could be
I admire it because Jeremiah and Conrad are not bad looking guys.
No, and they're like, okay, Conrad is kind of like a jerk or whatever, but Jeremiah is such a good guy. Like,
I agree. Team like, Jeremiah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll get more into it, but that'll I'm just saying I need a
whole other conversation later. But yeah, like, well, should we just get into we gotta keep going through the different plot, different characters.
Yeah, we still got it, but
we'll get there. She is kind of problematic, but I also think it's like, oh, her first love, first summer being accepted almost, which is kind of weird to say. So she's kind of like adjusting, so I can see why she might be getting around, but I wouldn't be the type of person to do that, I guess you could say, especially in like when I'm dating someone, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. Now, in my opinion, if she didn't have the boyfriend, I would be a little bit more okay with the Jeremiah Conrad thing.
Right, exactly. But I mean, I think like her feelings toward the boyfriend were very genuine at the beginning.
Yeah.
And it kind of dwindled down as the show went on.
Yeah. I think it's just a personal difference, mm-hmm. but I liked her, I think, because I know that there's supposed to be a season two. They left us hanging. Yep. Like they left us hanging. I just think that I would like to see her maybe stick to one guy.
True.
Hot take.
We'll see what happens in season two. I'm so excited for season two. I think they're just starting to film it like now.
Okay. Well, that's
so just, it's coming, guys. We won't have, it's not like Stranger Things where you have to wait like three, or Euphoria where you have to wait like 3 years.
Literally.
So it's coming. And then let's talk about, okay, the most controversial character, Taylor, the best friend.
Okay.
People Taylor. Hate her on TikTok.
I don't hate her, but I don't love her.
Right. She's like,
what do you think?
She like gives off mixed. Like she wants like Belly to like look pretty and is like, damn, Belly looks snatched. But also at the same time, she kissed the brother. She's kind of sneaky in that sense. She tried to set up Jeremiah and Belly because she knew that Belly might have had feelings for Jeremiah just because of that one kiss in the pool.
Well, that's the thing, because I think that the setting up was a smart idea, yes. But I think that if they kissed, they could have done it themselves. So there was like an alternative motive to the setting up.
Right. So
it's so messy. It's just like, it's something that I would never want to happen in my life.
Right. And it'll be just interesting to see, because literally so many people on TikTok are like, Taylor, like F Taylor, she's such a bad friend, all of this. I wouldn't consider her a terrible friend. Like, she had her moments, obviously, but like, she still wants what's best for Belly, I feel like.
Yeah, I think that she tried her best to be a good friend by like setting them up,
mm-hmm.
but in the end, it kind of went south.
Right.
Like maybe it wasn't the best choice, but like also like I definitely try to set my friends up before.
Right.
But like I just feel like sometimes you don't need to set them up. And I feel like Jeremiah and Belly, like they had like their on and off, like hot and cold moments. But, like,
yeah.
It would have happened more naturally than the setup thing. Cause they had already kissed in the pool.
True. So they had that special moment, which was such a good scene. No, when that time.
When's my time for the pool moment? When is it my turn?
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Exactly. No, but with the Tyler, the Creator music playing over it, I damn near screamed in my bed. I was like, oh my God, Tyler, the Creator is literally playing right now. When this scene is happening, I died.
I think that the soundtrack of this show, even with and without Taylor Swift, was such a slay.
I have no idea how they pulled that off, because I have never seen anything come close to how good the soundtrack was in the show.
How much money do we think they had to pay for some of these songs? It had to be like Taylor Swift released a song that is on a re-recorded album that's not even out yet for this show.
True. Like, I think another thing too, because it's with Amazon Prime and because like it's through Amazon Prime, they have some special resources and some special funding to get that music. That's just my guess, but I don't know.
It was still crazy. Great soundtrack. Still
crazy. And in the credits, it said that the music was done by, like, the music was picked or something, or sound mixing. I don't know what it was. Like, the music or whatever was picked by some company in Toronto. I think. I don't know if that's true or not, or if I saw something that was wrong or whatnot, but some random company that does music for TV shows in Toronto kind of got this organized. And it's fantastic, and I think it's one of the, it makes the show better.
And also, it's not just, like, random, like, pretty songs. It's, like, songs that people know.
Songs that people know, listen to, and it gets them in touch with this, with the show more.
I agree. That was one of my favorite parts of the show.
Yes, absolutely. And I've been listening to the soundtrack on Spotify. Like, people have made their own, like, soundtracks on Spotify and have put them on Spotify, and I, like, have been listening to them all the time lately, so that's pretty cool as well. Let's talk about the moms.
Okay, the moms. So the first one that kind of like one of my things with like the moms is like the whole like it's kind of messy because they're like the one is like you were destined to be with my sons.
Right.
Isn't that weird? I think it's weird.
I could see why she says it though. Honestly, I actually don't think it's that weird. Like, maybe she was just saying it for like, you know, shits and giggles, but like I think it's cute. I don't know. It's fun.
I just thought it was weird because like it'd be like if my mom had like a friend and was like, you are destined to be with them. Like, I just think it'd just be a little weird.
True. Like, okay. I could see. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's weirder that she didn't really specify what son. It was just one of them.
Right. Right. I mean, she does create beautiful children. Let's not lie here. So, I mean,
no lies. No lies were told.
No lies. Yeah. And then Belly's mom, she starts falling in love a little bit.
Another love plot line.
Another love plot.
What did you think of the mom's love plot though?
Which one, Susanna or Belly's mom?
Belly's mom.
That one scene after they went to the bar. In the car, if you see the show, you guys know what we're talking about. Everyone said like that was so not needed, which I kind of agree with. It's cute, and I think like the whole relationship is cute because she's obviously a divorced mom. So we'll see where it goes in season two, where that relationship goes in season two.
Yeah. What about the other one?
Mr. Fisherman, Mr. Fisher are falling out of love, it seems like, in the 4th of July episode.
Yeah, I was gonna say they're kind of like falling apart.
And because Mr. Fisher cheated like 3 years ago, but like still, like while it was 3 years ago, like it seemed like he kind of left like a maybe like not like pretty recently. Like he left recently. It didn't seem like it's been a rocky relationship for 3 years.
I think that they should have just stuck to the kid, like, teenager plot because the parent love plot was kind of falling apart.
Yeah. And they didn't really go back into Mr. Fisher. Like, I don't think they went back to Mr. Fisher after that one episode, right?
No, I don't think they did. I think it just was like, it was a little bit of a weird throw-in. I won't lie.
Yeah, I agree. And we know that Conrad has issues with his dad, but it didn't really go super deep into more of the issues.
Yeah, there's definitely room for like more information. So maybe like season two,
yeah,
plotline question mark.
We'll see. We'll see. Let's talk about who else should we talk about?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. This goes right into Jeremiah. Jeremiah.
Or do we want to talk about Conrad first to get that one out of the way?
Let's go Jeremiah and then Conrad.
Okay. Okay. I agree.
Jeremiah is a beautiful person. And he is in the show. He's very caring for Belly. Puts like everyone before himself, but definitely like puts her before himself. Like, make sure she's like good in every aspect. Like when the girls got their clothes taken, like when they were going skinny dipping, like he was there. I mean, Conrad was there too, but like he was there, like, I'm here, Belly, like, get in the car.
Can I tell an honest opinion?
Yes.
At first, I thought I was going to be Team Conrad. But I need to tell you why. It's because the first time I saw Jeremiah, it was like red flag alert because he looked like such an F boy.
Right. Exactly. And you think like he's like hooked up with so many other girls, like he's kissed so many other girls, whatever. He has experience. He's going to be this, you know, fuck boy that we've seen in so many other, like, that type of character in other shows and books and movies and stuff.
In real life, IRL.
In real life.
The one, this is, like, a very specific niche comment. The episode, I think it's episode 5, maybe, when he's wearing, like, the tank top.
The sheer one, like the mesh one? Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people were like, they didn't like it. They were like, what is he wearing?
Okay, well, personally, for me, I loved it. I loved it. It really? Kind of threw me off guard, not gonna lie. I think just because, like, it was a little out of place for his character, but right. I was like, this man,
he's
not magical. Only is he nice, he's good looking, and like he just seems so much more genuine.
Right. And he's not like a liar or like goes behind people's backs or anything like that, kind of like what we've seen
exactly with
Conrad. So,
and not tying this into my personal life, but going from someone who used to have a thing for bad boys, get out.
Right.
Soft, cute, sweet boys.
Yes, golden retriever. Yes.
Chef's kiss.
Yes.
So I related to this show more than I was thinking I would.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Not like I'm kissing like 5 different guys at a time. But you get what I mean.
Yes, exactly. So let's kind of shift into the bad boy, Conrad. Also very attractive, but it's mysterious. Very, very mysterious. Belly is having a hard time reading him. Nicole, his actual girlfriend, is having a hard time reading him. And everyone's just kind of confused about Conrad this summer. Like, what's his deal? He quit football. He is acting different, kind of doing some bad things, like getting into bad things, like smokes. And he, you know, just isn't like a stand-up guy, I guess. But he has a thing for Belly. And they've always kind of had this relationship.
I'm going to call my ex out. And I was watching this and was like, yeah, that's like my ex.
Hit too close to home.
No, it did, because he started out, like, I kind of thought that he was more like, I thought he was like a pretty cool guy. Right. But then as the show like went on and he like, and I, like you said, he like quit football, then he had a girlfriend, and then he had like the other thing going on. It was a lot to take in. And why was there so much cheating in this show?
There was
so much, so messy.
I just got the 10 minute time limit, so let's talk about the debutante thing.
The what?
The debutante ball.
Oh yeah,
what are your thoughts on that? Because that wasn't in the book.
What was it? It was cute. It was romantic.
It added something to the show.
But it was weird. I just don't think in 2022 that would happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
But I liked it. I also
it the added scene. Something to the show and kind of helped explain the relationships a little bit better and kind of made it confusing, but it kind of separated. This is how this person feels. This is how this person feels. These people aren't together anymore. So on and so forth. But it wasn't in the book.
I have not read the book. I do not plan on reading the book. But I think that it was cute. It just wasn't, it was a little out of place. I won't lie. I thought it was good though. And I appreciated the interesting change of vibe, I guess.
For the show. And the show definitely could have done without the ball. I feel like, I don't know how they would explain the relationships or how like Belly would end up with Conrad at the end or how like Jeremiah would feel, but like it could have done without it. It was just like a pretty big part of the story, I guess. And also debutante ball wasn't Belly's thing.
Yeah, she was very hesitant about it.
But I feel like do you think she was glad she did it?
I think she was.
Because in the end, she danced with Conrad at with the Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, but that's not good because I like Jeremiah better.
True. But yeah, and then what else should we talk about?
I think that we should talk about the scene where they are in the pool, because we didn't really talk about it. It just kind of happened.
It kind of just happened.
And that's what really gets me, is because it kind of came out of left field. Like, we kind of knew that there was going to be something happening. And then all of a sudden, they're in the pool. They're, like, wearing their swim stuff. Mm-hmm. And they just get closer and closer. And then, the music picks up. It just happens. And then she just kind of brushes it off. Like, oh, it's nothing. It's just, like...
Right. She was, like, do I have feelings for him? Like, what are my feelings?
And I was, like, girl, that you just kissed someone in the pool. Like, if that happened to me...
Especially with someone who looked like Jeremiah, I'd be, like, you can marry me tomorrow.
No, and she's just like, she just brushes it off. And I was like, girl.
Right.
It just kind of frustrated me. But I think that it was super cute. Would love to see something similar to that in season 2. And maybe like Conrad go bye-bye, Jeremiah go hi-hi.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. And then at the end, kind of like the end of the last episode. Is like the cancer, how the mom is like, yeah, I think I'm gonna do the treatment, because Jeremiah was the one who kind of first convinced her, like, mom, you have to do it. Conrad, what do you think? Yeah, mom, like, you should try it. So that'll be interesting to see what happens in season 2.
I liked that. I liked when they like added stuff that wasn't all just Belly flirting with everyone.
Right. Because even Belly said, I thought about myself the entire summer. I didn't even think about how Susanna was dying, because they didn't know. But I liked how the mom said that's the way she would have wanted it.
Yeah. Agreed.
I really liked that part in the episode. But what are your hopes for season 2?
I want to see her pick one.
Right.
LOL. I know she won't, but hopes. And I want to see I would like to see some more relationships. That aren't Belly. And I would also like to see I know it's called the summer I turn pretty, but like what happens outside of summer,
right? Because she could fall in love with a boy at school.
Yeah, because I think she's falling in love with a different boy everywhere she goes. True. In the nicest way possible. So I need to see what goes on outside of the summer. And I would love to just see maybe like if she doesn't choose Jeremiah, can Jeremiah get someone, please? He deserves someone.
Right. And is Conrad going to fall with, like, if, you know, Conrad goes to college, is he going to fall in love with someone in college and whatnot? Like, how is all that going to transpire? How much time is going to pass before season 2?
Exactly. I think it's a big question. I am very nervous.
But we'll have to do a season 2 recap whenever season 2 drops. We'll keep you guys updated. When we hear announcements and stuff. So yeah, Matthew, do you have anything else to add?
Not really. I've been here before. You guys know Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all the places at That's to Matthew. New episodes every other Friday. And yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Matthew, so much for coming on. We had a really great time talking about The Summer I Turned Pretty. If you want to watch it, tune into Amazon Prime Video to watch it. You can access it through your Prime account. And also, if you want to buy the book, it's on Amazon or any book retailer as well. Other than that, I don't think anything else to add. Check out last week's episode and stay tuned for next week's episode as well. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode in season 3. If you like what you heard, leave a review in Apple Podcasts and a rating in Spotify. If you aren't already following me on Instagram, be sure to follow me at just.isabel.things.podcast. And if you have any business or sponsorship inquiries or you just have a question, please feel free to email me at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you again for listening, and be sure to check out my other episodes in seasons 1, 2, and 3.